The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. Norma Foley joined us on the programme last week and spoke about banning mobile phones in secondary school, and particularly when Stephen Donnelly, the Health Minister, was with us on Monday talking about his desire to block social media sites for the under-16s. Now, in a moment, we're going to be hearing from Jack McGinn, who is president of the Irish Secondary Schools Union, because, let's face it, it's the students at second level who are going to be most affected by any changes that are implemented. But first, Professor Matthew Sadlier is with us, Chair of the Consultants Committee at the Irish Medical Organisation, and I understand you're very strongly in favour of a block on mobile phones in secondary schools. Why so, Matthew?
Well, to be clear, just to make sure that's smartphones and internet-enabled phones. We're obviously not against, you know, people having a mobile phone that's access to calls and texts and able to contact their family, etc. But what we've seen is that there's a huge increase in reports of depression, anxiety, behavioural difficulties like eating disorders and other more serious behavioural disorders, not that eating disorders very serious, other serious behavioural disorders in youth since 2012, since the introduction of social media. And you can see that the more people use social media, there's a correlation between that and these mental health and also some physical health difficulties. We feel that, and our general practice colleagues and our hospital colleagues within the organisation are saying that this is a constant refrain, that they have parents and children coming to them with an increase in distress, emotional problems, secondary to the use of social media. One of the difficulties with social media is that it has a community effect. So if you're in a classroom and seven people out of eight are on social media, you almost have to be the eighth person on social media. We think by putting a statutory block on this and specifically banning the use of phones being able to be brought into a school campus up to the age of 16, and also blocking people up to 16 legally from using social media, you will do a couple of things. You'll create the culture that actually social media is not a healthy thing. And we know social media is not a healthy thing. And I think we need to create a culture around social media like we've done with smoking. The US Surgeon General last year issued a public health advisory notice on the use of social media. The US Surgeon General has advised that social media comes with a health warning, and that when you open the application, you see a warning saying that this is not good for your health. And also New York State has brought in a law to stop addictive feed exploitation of children. So using words like exploitation in regards to the algorithm. So we think by putting a block on this, even though we know some people will work around it, we know that, you know, we block cigarette smoking at a certain age, but we know that there's people underage who will smoke. We think that it'll do two or three things. It'll, number one, allow the parents that want their children to have a screen-free childhood a better option of being able to do that. Number two, it will create the culture that this is not a healthy thing, that actually social media is not necessarily good for us, and that there are better ways of interacting with the media. There's better ways of interacting with the internet. And they will be our main reasons for calling for the block.
OK, stay there, please, Matthew. I want to bring in Jack McGinn, who is president of the Irish Secondary Schools Union. Having listened to all of that, what do you make of it?
So, well, firstly, look, I definitely agree. We have an issue in society around phones and social media. But I think our aim here should be to educate and not restrict. I think it comes down to the fact of, if we do introduce this ban, what happens the minute a young person turns 16 or 18? Do they then just are thrown into the world that is being described there as, you know, it's bad for your mental health and it can be toxic? So are we throwing them into that world at 16 or 18? We should be giving them the resources and equipping them to be able to deal with the online world effectively. Because I suppose, you know, let's be real here. You know, technology is a part of everyday life and phones and social media are here to stay. I don't think they're going to be going away anytime soon. So why don't we equip young people to be able to deal with social media, you know, use it safely and within the boundaries they want to set? When we're restricting something like social media, it's going to create almost that kind of black market of usage and people are just going to find a way around it. So that's not really, you know, dealing with the actual issue here, that there is, you know, young people who are, as you said, maybe getting bogged down by social media. It's affecting their mental health. In our schools, we should be there for, you know, encouraging that there's information about the safe usage of it, safe platforms, and that should be really driven by the Department of Education. Their focus should be, you know, shift from banning phones with this blanket ban and more so shifting to how can we increase resources, for example, in transition year, resources like WebWise and equipping students with that knowledge. And I suppose the flip side of it as well is the announcement that this could be a possibility of banning mobile phones in secondary school. There's a huge logistical problems with that. It was announced for primary schools, which does make sense, but I suppose the huge difference is in primary schools, you might have maybe 20 students maximum, sixth class maybe, that might have smartphones, you know, mobile phones that can connect to the internet, access social media. When you go into secondary school, it's probably nearly every single student. That could be 700, 800, 900 mobile phones. So who is going to police that?
Jack,
who is going to take responsibility for that?
You mentioned about educating, not restricting, but we don't take that approach to alcohol use. We don't take that approach to cigarette. And you could say, well, there are those under the age of 18 who break the law by smoking and drinking, but it's made so difficult for them that it's usually only occasional. Whereas what's happening with social media is that people being on their phone or on the internet is almost constant.
Yeah, so I suppose I don't really think that social media usage can be compared to alcohol consumption and smoking. I don't think that's a... You know,
why not? Because Matthew Sadlier there started outlining various studies that have been done internationally and the Surgeon General in the US, which are suggesting that there is a mental health epidemic caused by the access to the internet on mobile phones, in the same way as we get issues in relation to alcoholism from alcohol consumption.
Well, I suppose it comes down to the fact that technology is all around us. So what technology do we promote and what technology do we restrict? What social media platforms do we promote and what do we restrict? It's like the same as, you know, younger kids maybe having access to Xboxes, PlayStations, online platforms where they can game and interact with others. Are they going to be banned? I think it's a lot bigger than, you know, restricting something like the sale of alcohol and cigarettes, which can be done relatively easy through, you know, retailers. You know, you're talking about restricting something that is a part of our everyday life now, in every sense. And I think that's a lot more difficult. And I don't think it's going to be successful once someone turns 18. If it, you know, as the studies were saying, it's an epidemic, a mental health epidemic. Well, why don't we then focus on equipping young people who are being introduced to social media in their teenage years, so that they can therefore deal with that effectively once they reach 18 years old?
Well, let me put that to Professor Matthew Sadlier. So let's go for the educate instead of restricting, according to Jack McGinn. What's your response to that?
Well, I have two or three responses to that. I mean, the concept of technology is all around us. Cars are all around us. Every car on the road can break the speed limit. But yet we have speed limits. We don't just do driver education to children. We do speed limits. We enforce speed limits. You know, we just don't do a public health campaign. We also have a legislative campaign to do that. So if you want to extend that argument, you know, we do it with driving. As you said, with alcohol, the Surgeon General's report specifically says that the introduction of social media may have contributed to more than 300,000 new cases of depression among college-age students. Teenage drinking doesn't lead to 300,000 cases of liver cell carcinoma in college-age students. So I think there is a very strong comparison between the harms that social media does. And just like alcohol and cigarettes, yeah, absolutely, there's plenty of people out there who don't suffer physical harm from using alcohol, but there's a minority that do. And in order to protect the minority, the majority has to have a behavioural change. And I think we need to be in that same space with social media. Yes, many people can interact with it in a healthy way, but a very large minority don't. And we need to have the same behavioural construct. You know, there is a case going through the courts in America at the moment of a 10-year-old who died because of a viral meme that came through on social media. We know that 10-year-olds and children don't have the response inhibition, the ability to delay action, the ability to plan and have the executive functioning to deal with an open world of having the whole world internet being pumped at them through a phone that is held in their hand. I agree with your speaker. We could have an argument, is the cutoff age 13 at the end of primary school? Is it 16? You know, there are flexibility, obviously, around the specific numbers. But I do think social media is toxic. I think it is toxic for children. I think it is toxic for adults. And I do think we need to have a culture that says that and that reduces the use across the board.
Jab again from the Irish Secondary Schools Union. I'm going to give you the last word, because today Norma Foley has outlined as Education Minister what she wants to be done, that there should be no access to mobile phones during the school day, and that if parents need to contact their children, they should leave a message with the school office. Would you expect secondary school students, particularly those who are older and transition fifth and sixth year, to obey the schools if they're told you can't bring your mobile phone into the classroom?
And I suppose that's the issue, Matt, really, when it comes down to it. I don't think it's a realistic plan. As you said there, you're basically collecting 700, 800 phones each day. That's a huge logistical plan. And then who polices that? The school principals, the deputy principals, the year heads. And I just don't think that's a realistic expectation. And I think it's really important to note here, many schools have some sort of smartphone policy already in place that works for their school with their resources in their school. And I think this blanket approach won't work for every school. Not every school has the same resources. Not every school has the same culture in it.
Okay.
So I think what we're really looking for here is it's the educate and not restrict approach.
Jack McGinn from the Irish Secondary Schools Union and Professor Matthew Sadlier from the Irish Medical Organisation. Thank you both.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.